Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. President Obama has called for a collective shift by the American people in how they think about gun violence, a day after 9 African Americans were gunned down inside an historic church. In a televised address shortly after police arrested a young white male suspect, Mr. Obama said mass killings did not happen with such frequency in other advanced countries.
Michelle and I know several members of Emmanuel AME Church. We knew their pastor, who, along with 8 others, gathered in prayer and fellowship and was murdered last night. And to say our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families and their community doesn't say enough to convey the heartache and the sadness and the anger that we feel.
Police have described the attack as a hate crime. From Washington, Barbara Pletusha reports.
State police had launched a massive hunt for the gunman, backed up by federal reinforcements. The suspect is said to have joined a prayer meeting at an historic black church in Charleston last night. According to police, he sat there for an hour before standing up and opening fire on the congregation, killing 9 people, including a state senator. The senator's cousin told local media that the gunman reloaded 5 times during the attack and made racist comments about his victims.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says Greece will not be given extra time to pay its debts. Ms. Lagarde is meeting Eurogroup finance ministers as pressure builds on Athens to accept reforms and avoid defaulting later this month. The Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, says if Greece is forced to leave the eurozone, it could spell the end for the common currency.
Some time ago, Mario Draghi, the president of the European Central Bank, said quite correctly that for the euro to succeed anywhere, it must succeed everywhere. We think he's absolutely spot on. Today, we are going to be presenting the Greek government's ideas along those lines. The purpose is to replace costly discord with effective consensus.
Pope Francis has blamed selfishness for global warming in his long-awaited document on climate change. The letter, or encyclical, calls on the rich to change their lifestyle, blaming humans for the destruction of the earth. Police in Pakistan say they've arrested 2 men in connection with the murder of the Pakistani politician Imran Farooq in London in 2010. They were detained as they entered Pakistan from Afghanistan. Mr. Farooq was a founding member of the powerful MQM party. More from Joanna Jolly.
Pakistan's Frontier Corps named the men arrested as Khalid Shamin and Mohsin Ali. Mr. Farooq had been living in self-imposed exile in London when he was stabbed and beaten to death 5 years ago. Last year, the British police named one of the men arrested, Mohsin Ali, as wanted in connection with the murder. The suspects have now been handed over to Pakistan's Federal Investigation Agency.
World News from the BBC. The largest ever international operation against the illegal trade in endangered species has recovered a huge haul of wildlife contraband. Operation Cobra 3 involved law enforcement agencies from across Europe, Africa, Asia and America. A spokesman in Thailand said 12 tons of elephant ivory and about 120 rhino horns were seized. More than 300 people were arrested. Scottish scientists say they've developed a new drug to treat malaria. The team from Dundee University says the chemical compound will protect people from the disease and prevent its spreading, all in a single dose. Details of the discovery have been published in the journal Nature. The researchers said the new drug could work well against parasites resistant to current treatments. In its latest statistics, the World Health Organization reported 200 million clinical cases of malaria and more than 500,000 deaths from the disease. A rare Egyptian burial cloth, more than 3,000 years old, has been sold at auction in Paris. Only about 20 such cloths are believed to exist, mostly in museum collections. Lucy Williamson is in Paris.
The rare square of linen shows its original owner, Tenejem, in a loincloth and curled wig, seated before a table laid with food. The shroud is said to be 3,500 years old and sold for more than $400,000. The Paris auction house confirmed it was an international sale to a male buyer, but hasn't released his name. The ancient Egyptian cloth once belonged to Arthur Sachs of the banking dynasty Goldman Sachs before passing to his lover.
And the Gambia's long-serving president Yahya Jammeh has added a new title to his name. A statement from the presidency said he should be referred to now, among other things, as Chief Bridge Builder. His full title is His Excellency, Sheikh, Professor, Pilgrim, Doctor, Chief Bridge Builder, Yahya Jammeh. President Jammeh seized power in 1994 and has survived several coup attempts. BBC World Service News.